A reflection by Father Luis Cezano, Luke 4, 38 through 44. Peter's mother-in-law. Fever. Let's look at the implication that a fever can have. Fevers can make you imagine things, make you uncomfortable, or overexcite you. Are you allowing yourself to be led by an overactive imagination? Are you creating delusions and seeing things that don't really exist? Are you going through something like that? Are you allowing depression, distress, or overexcitement to lead your life? Are you overwhelmed by what you might think happen in the future? Many times you might be making judgments in advance, and that will lead you to make mistakes that later you won't know how to fix. You will find the cure of all this in prayer, talking to someone about what is going on in your life, and helping others. Ask Jesus to help you, to help shelter you in reality, and ask Him to help you keep your feet on the ground. Deserted place. In His Gospel, Luke always emphasizes that Jesus sought time and space for prayer alone with God, His Father. You too should look for a moment to talk to Him or simply be with Him, even if it is in the desert of your car or your room. That moment of prayer and reflection will fill your soul. Because every day has its own demands, and you need God's peace and His strength. They went looking for Him. The crowd can absorb you, especially when they want you to be their leader, or to do certain things exclusively for them. It is important to keep your feet on the ground and remember that you have a path to follow. You have to be and do what God meant you to be and do. Also, beware of doing too much, because this can lead you to not knowing how to manage your time, which is important for your mission. It is crucial to remember that you have a great task in life and that you must know how to manage your time and be aware of your limitations. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.